BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what today is. Today is Wednesday, a.k.a. Hump Day, and it's our job to help y'all get over this hump. Boy, listen, starting out cold out there this morning, 35 degrees, just right above freezing. When you leave out the house this morning, you're going to have to take a little extra time to defrost your windows because that overnight frost is sitting on your windows this morning. So take a little bit extra time, defrost your windows, and then, you know, start your day out. But listen, it's going to be warm, though. 60 degrees is the high for the day with nothing but sunshine. All the rain is out of the forecast until like Saturday. And then Saturday, Sunday is going to be, it's going to be a warm weekend. We're going to be in the 70s this weekend. 73 on Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be right around 71. So, yeah, it's going to be a warm weekend. We just got to get to it. In a minute, I was with this one of y'all. Say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to the madhouse. What the business is?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling?
Feeling wonderful. Ready to do it. Ladies, it's about us. It's a Working Woman Wednesday.
Salute.
Hello.
To all my hard working women out there. All my single moms out there doing their thing, putting their grind in. I just saw a report this morning that said that a single mom of 11 kids lost her job in Memphis, and she's looking for work this morning because she was working a seasonal job out in Memphis, and the job just came in and told them, like, you know, after this little season, after this Christmas season, it's going to be over. So she's looking for work this morning. So just shout out to all the single moms to get out there and get up and make it happen on a day-to-day basis. Also in the Madhouse, women is one of y'all. Say what's up to my big dog, comedian Burbank.
I say good morning.
Everybody on the south.
Good morning.
The east.
Good morning.
The west.
Good morning.
Two thumbs up for the north.
Good morning.
What up, Burke?
What's happening?
What's up, man?
Cooler, man.
Welcome to the Madhouse this morning.
Appreciate it. You know what today is.
What's today?
My favorite day.
Oh, God, I forgot.
You did?
I mean, I didn't forget, but that you
was the first Wednesday that the Madhouse is together in 2020.
2020, you got a new song?
No. Oh, what? That's stupid.
No, it's not.
Hey, ladies. Oh, yeah. It's Working Woman Wednesday.
You got to say the yee.
Yeah. You right. Got to say.
Thank you.
You got to do what?
You got to say the yee. Thank you.
Really, you got to say the yee at the end.
Right.
That's what make it.
Okay.
What's up, world?
Yee.
Say yee at the end of everything.
Yeah, I'm saying yee at the end of everything.
What's up, world?
On a more serious note, man, if you didn't know, breaking news late last night, they're saying that Iran sent about 10 missiles to a military base over in Iran that housed U.S. soldiers. So a lot of people saying that this could possibly be the start of a war. So, and they said that they are starting to deploy more troops to Iran from the United States. So that's what happened late last night, breaking news late yesterday afternoon. And we continue to watch these situations closely. But salute to our military and salute to all our women in the military, too. Salute to them, man. You know, on this Working Woman Wednesday, you know, some women out there that got to get up and lace their boots on and go, you know, go over there to Iran and see what's going on. And they have to leave their families behind. Right. So salute to all the women that have to go do that. And just salute to our U.S. military as a whole. Our hearts and our prayers are with y'all as y'all go service and make sure that we have the freedoms that we so rightfully deserve. We appreciate y'all this morning. So there it is. All right, man, we're about to jump off the Morning Madhouse. We got an action-packed show for y'all. Y'all know how it goes down. Coming up right around 6:05, we got your Morning Madhouse question of the day. We also got coming up for you in the 6 o'clock hour, popping off something for you ladies. We call it Working Woman Wednesday. Salute to all our hardworking women out there. Let's go on and get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The Bible...
No, Larry, I'm on the Madhouse, 35 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 60. And you know what time it is. It's time for that hashtag MHQOTD Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
And it's being brought to you by the Cheesecake Carousel. There's an authentic New York cheesecake company on the corner of Trade and Tryon. It's called Cheesecake Carousel. You can choose from many cake flavors like cookies and cream, red velvet, and many more. Cheesecake is their world. Quality is their passion.
All right. Madhouse question of the day. We're talking about online dating. Would you? Wouldn't you? Have you? And what was your experience like?
Nope, nope, and nope.
You wouldn't do it?
Nope, nope, and nope. Nope.
I'm not going to say I wouldn't do it, but I can't do it.
Unless social media, like if I was single, if social media, social media is like online dating, I guess. I mean, so like I would rather do it that way than make a profile and got to go meet people and blah, 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 blah. Nah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it that way. Like the regular online dating way, I wouldn't do it that way.
I think that online dating, though, is different from social media because those people are supposed to be posting their information in their profiles with the intent of looking for a relationship. Mm-hmm. On social media, people are just on social media to socialize. That don't mean that I'm actually out here. I could be single and I'm not looking for a relationship or anything like that on social media. But if you go to a dating website, you go there with the intention of finding somebody that also has the same intention of you, which is looking for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you still say no?
No.
What about you, Bert?
I would do it if I were single. Mm-hmm. I probably would. I mean, that's just the way of the world now.
Man, I see your profile on the online.
You ain't seen nothing. That profile I got on.
What'd he say?
What did my profile say?
Yeah, tell me what it said.
He had that Wild Out book bag on there.
He had his leg up.
Look off. Leg up, look off with the book bag on backwards.
What did he say he enjoys?
I enjoy comedy, long walks in the park, and talking a lot.
What was this?
That sounds nothing like me.
Describe him. What did his description say?
6'4" with a beard that don't connect.
That's my bio.
6'4" with a beard that don't connect and a body built wrong. Big back bourbon.
That sounds nothing like me.
What are you looking for in a relationship?
Yeah, what am I looking for? Whoever, look at my page.
I'm looking for somebody to bust it wide open, bust some cold stuff.
Oh my goodness.
That's what my online date profile
was. I was going to say cap
until he said that last
one. No, sir. Not me at all.
Man, I could have sworn I seen your picture on it.
You ain't see this.
You the only one do leg up, look off.
Well, you ain't see this guy.
It was a long time ago. It might have been before you was married.
That was a fake page.
Oh, that was a fake page.
They had no online date before I got married.
My online date been out for 30 years.
MySpace, unless you saw my old Black Planet profile.
That was definitely online dating.
Oh, okay, boy.
How do we tap in on the question?
You can hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Online dating, would you, wouldn't you, have you, and what happened?
And if you want to add the Burpee's online profile,
please, what was my profile?
No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
Hey, what? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you?
And these folks got to hit his
No cap.
It is 6:21. Nosy Neighbors, 34 degrees outside with a high of 58. Time for your Nosy Neighbor News quickie. We have to say congratulations to Ava DuVernay. The filmmaker scored her first Directors Guild nomination.
Okay.
She received the nomination for When They See Us, which is the series on Netflix regarding the Central Park Five. You know, she got snubbed at the Golden Globes. They didn't even nominate her. So congratulations to Ava DuVernay for this, and we hope that she wins it. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that is your Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
quickie. tell that.
Here's music from the baby. It's Suge here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98.
Who you a fool for this?
I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. 6:25 minutes out at 6 o'clock. And yes, y'all got to tap in on the Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD, which is what today, Miss Jessica?
We want to know about online dating. Would you do it? Would you not do it? Have you done it? And if you did, what was your experience?
I don't even know how to pronounce this dude's name. Olawupate. And I'm not making it up. Olawupate. He said 5 years and a baby. It started with a DM. So you DM an online dating? Because I'm thinking that's on Instagram. And Instagram is not online dating, but I think people get it confused.
No, you can DM on
online dating.
On online dating also.
Well, he said 5 years and a baby. Started with a DM. That's what it is.
I have nothing but great comments so far on my Instagram page.
For real?
I love to hear these types of stories. We're going to read them back around 9:20. But yeah. I have great story.
One more. My homeboy, Big Lou, he said he online date, and he said it worked out for him. Really tough. Where he's got a female in his life that he really care about, and that they make big paper together. So shout out to Big Lou, one of the guys I hoop with. What up, Big Lou?
I guess when people wake up, because I do know of some bad experiences online dating.
Yeah.
I do know of some of that.
How do we tap in on the conversation?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages. Go join the conversation at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. Or you can leave your comments on our voicemail, 704-227-878.
On the way in the Madhouse, we jumping off Working Woman Wednesday. That's going to pop off about 6:35. We got your Madhouse Throwback Classic of the Morning. That's going to pop off about 6:31. Sub next is Pot Out of Game.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
Everybody knows y'all working is grinding.
Straight like that is No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. We popping off Working Woman Wednesday. Miss Jessica, what are we talking about today?
All right. This story is coming out of Paterson, New Jersey. You all won't believe this one, but it is a true story. A woman was going by, you know, one of those bins where people donate clothes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
She was walking by the bin. She opened it up. She was reaching into the bin. Someone walked by, y'all, and pushed her in the bin and closed the door.
Oh, that's dirty.
Okay. This woman was stuck in this bin for 3 days.
3 days?
Days.
Three days. 3 days she was stuck in this bin. Police were finally called out to rescue her as someone walked by and heard her yelling out for help. She says that she was unable to move her arms and her legs once she got trapped in the bin. So she was taken to the hospital for suffering from frostbite.
Mm.
Stuck in this bin for 3 days.
Mm. In a trash bin?
It was in the clothes bin. When people go to donate clothes and things like that, she got stuck in there. Somebody walked by.
So clearly people didn't want to donate.
Throwing clothes on top of How did she get out? How you can't get out of there?
She said she couldn't move her arms and her legs. 38 years old.
And she couldn't move her arm and her leg?
Maybe it was a lot of clothes.
I don't believe this one.
I don't know.
I don't believe it.
This is a true story.
I looked it up.
A true story. It is on the news website out of Paterson, Jersey.
No, I mean, I don't believe that she couldn't move her arms and legs. Somebody set her up. They were trying to take her out.
3 days, y'all. 3 days. So, ladies, we want to know.
That's a long
time. Where's the craziest place that you've been stuck?
Some of y'all have been stuck.
Where is the craziest place that you have been stuck?
In some offices and stuff like that.
How many are going to call up here and save relationships?
Not like that. I'm like, you might have been.
Well, how much you want to put on it?
Might have been doing something.
Just bitter, Burpee?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Watch. All right. Watch.
Jeez.
Ladies, what's the craziest place you've been stuck at? In a car, in the office, in somebody's house, somewhere.
Clothes being.
570-WPE, only in New Jersey, New York. 570-WPG, let us know. It's Pot Out of 8. Yeah. Get up, ladies. Tell them I woke up like this. Today is for Don't Let Me Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Lady got stuck in a clothing bin in New Jersey. That's where you say the story came out of?
In Paterson, New Jersey. She was walking by the bin. She reached in the bin, and she says somebody walked by, pushed her in the bin. She got stuck in the bin for 3 days. Finally, somebody walked by, heard her yelling out for help. Police were called. They got her out of the bin. She says that she couldn't move her hands or her legs. She was taken to the hospital because she is suffering from frostbite. So we want to know, ladies, where's the craziest place that you've ever been stuck? I got stuck and I was doing something I ain't had no business doing. I was being grown. I was being fast. I think I was like in ninth or maybe eighth grade. And I got stuck in the closet. I was at church camp and we had snuck in some boys' rooms.
Being fancy church?
We had snuck in some boys' rooms and I got stuck in the closet because somebody actually came in there. And like the director came in there. They got word that we were in the boys' rooms. And so I went and hid in the closet and got stuck in the closet for a couple of minutes.
Because you can't come out because the director was
hiding.
Like
a,
okay.
I was hiding.
Oh, you was hiding.
That's stuck.
I was not coming out.
You never, never mind.
Did you ever try to get out, but you couldn't? Get that kind of stuff?
No, Burpee, because if I couldn't get out, I wouldn't be here today.
Right.
No, the girl couldn't get out the trash bin, but somebody had to come get you.
We did get stuck when I went ATVing. Remember last year? We went ATVing and we got stuck in the mud for hours.
Multiple
people had to come and pull us out. They had cars, chains, all kinds of stuff to get us out of that. Because
you flipped
mud.
It, didn't you?
No, that was. I also flipped another ATV.
But yeah,
flipped an ATV and then we got stuck.
You can be stuck the other way too, was saying,
different stucks.
You can't get out because somebody on the other side waiting on you. You ain't never been stuck like that, Burp?
Oh, I've been in a sticky situation.
Summer Walker, Drake, Girls Need Love, and Charlotte's Plug is Pot Out of 8. Pot Out of 8, WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B, 707, 7 minutes out of 7 o'clock. How today is going to be right near you, right near 60 is going to be high for today. 36 degrees right now, you know what time it is, we're about to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well, your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, oh.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to let it shine on my name is Jade. I want to shine on to my family because I love them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
Good morning. I'm going to let my sister Selena Jones all the way at the gas house shine because, it's her birthday. Hey, let it shine.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
Good morning. I'm trying to let my son Zion Webster shine today. Today is his 9th birthday. Happy birthday, baby boy.
Shine on me, shine on me, shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. You letting that light shine?
Yes, I'm letting the light shine on my little working woman, women out there this morning. Like, bam, go get the money.
Shine on me.
April ran out of breath while she was saying.
I'm Bam, go. April, get in shape in 2020. Get in shape in 2020 before you call up here and let somebody shine. Coming up, Ms. Jessica's got the Know the Neighbor News for you coming up right around 7:24. Your chance to get them tickets for you to check out the Monster Jam.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Come. It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
7:17 here in the Queen City. DJ Shark, you're going to like this story. Guess who's about to go on tour?
Who?
Big Freedia.
Okay.
Shark, why you like that?
He like Big Freedia from the N.O.
Myself,
I don't know what
Shark DJ about. Shark and I went to the Big Freedia concert.
Yeah.
Shark had to walk around with me all night long because they were hitting on him.
But he's a killer with himself, though.
They were like Shark was like, Jessica, stand next to me. Stay by me.
Shark.
We really just wanted to go to the concert.
Yeah.
We wanted to go to the concert, and I think what ended up was it Pride Weekend. Did we end up there on Pride Weekend?
Yeah, I think it was Pride Weekend. I remember y'all told us about it. I think it was Pride Weekend or something.
But we had no idea.
Right.
We had no idea that they were. We just wanted to go see Big Freedia. And Shark was like, Jessica, stay by me.
And they was in that too, the Shark.
They was
Big
in there like.
Bring the girls out. But
hey.
That's why I like Big Freedia.
Shark went in there with the full intention. He was like, oh, the ladies are coming out to see Big Freedia. I'm going to be out there. And it was the wrong night.
That was 2019.
It was the wrong night.
Tootles was in there.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean. You look so good. You look with your little chest ass, Sean.
DJ Shark.
Shark, did you have your chest ass, Sean?
Boy, I was dripping.
You was dripping? Yeah, we like when they dripping. We like when they dripping. Yeah.
I think he had on. Did you have on your black and white polka dot outfit that night?
Did you have on your Versace?
Yeah.
Ooh, Shark was dripping and he made them drip too.
And he had that Versace on, honey. You know, I like that Versace, Shark. When you gonna wear that again?
Well, Shark, you don't have to worry about getting caught up with that. This time she's actually going on tour with Kesha. So you walking Kesha.
What that mean?
Come on and catch me, Shark.
I'll go with you again, Shark. Don't worry. That tour is kicking off in Texas on April 20th. Yeah. You already know.
Oh, man.
Yes, Shark. Yes.
So, did somebody run up on you trying to dance with you?
Nah.
Oh.
Come here, boy.
Listen, boy. There was a t-shirt that a man had on at this concert.
I remember you saying something like that.
It scared the mess out of DJ Shark.
What did it say?
I cannot say what the t-shirt.
Can you paraphrase
it?
Can you paraphrase it?
I think I remember.
It was something about eggplants.
Oh,
that's what I thought. It said got D.
But D was spelled out. Shark turned around and looked at it. He was like, Jessica, don't leave me. Just stay.
It was a dude that had that shirt on?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, it was a big old boot. He was a big old handsome man, too. He was gorgeous. But yeah, okay, so I got more stories.
Looks like a security shirt.
Shark ain't want no part of that. Don't run down.
Shark, you can rough me up.
don't be squirming away, boy. Come here.
Hey, Shark, in the words of Freedia, you already know.
What the going on? What's coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News?
Oh, boy. Okay, we're talking about Lizzo. She is making his history. YG 2020 hasn't started off exactly well for him. What's going on with Tierra Marie and 50 Cent? And I got an update on the baby. That's all coming your way in the Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Bryson Tiller, Summer Walker, the name of it, Playing Games here on Charlotte's Plug Power. Right. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, January 8th, being brought to you by our Human Trafficking Awareness. Friday is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. Circle K, Salesforce, and the U.S. Attorney's Office are helping by collecting donations this Friday from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. at Circle K at University City Boulevard, right across from Park Chevrolet. All donations benefit Justice Ministry. See a complete list of items at Power98FM.com. Sad news for Ray Schrummer. Their stepfather was fatally shot in Mississippi on January 6th. The 62-year-old was found by police with multiple gunshot wounds. The duo's younger brother, Michael Sullivan, has actually been arrested for this murder. Floyd Sullivan helped raise both Slim Jimmy and Sway Lee since they were in middle school. Sway hopped on Twitter to say, "I pray that this world lets me keep some compassion." Prayers up for him and their entire family. Good news for the baby regarding that alleged attack on an airport food stand employee. The rapper's lawyer presented video evidence showing the baby didn't commit the assault and he wasn't even around at the scuffle. As a result, prosecutors in Dallas will not file charges against him. 2020 didn't exactly start off well for YG. About $400,000 worth of jewelry was stolen from his hotel room in Los Angeles. YG filed a report for grand theft on Monday. However, he noticed that the jewelry was gone on New Year's Day when he picked up a briefcase holding the jewels, and it wasn't as heavy as usual. No suspects have been identified, but police are looking at footage. Lizzo is making history. She's the first woman ever to headline the Bonnaroo Music Festival. The festival is going to take place June 11th through the 14th in Tennessee. It's also going to feature Miley Cyrus and Megan Thee Stallion. If you can't make it out to Bonnaroo, you can watch Lizzo's set on the 13th on the festival's website. Remember last year when a judge ordered Tierra Marie to pay 50 Cent $30,000? Well, Tierra's been saying, "I ain't got it," but 50 ain't going for it. Word is he is trying to seize Tierra's checks from Love and Hip Hop to get his money. 50 says that Tierra made $100,000 on the show, so it's time for her to pay up. He is also asking for an additional $5,000 in addition to her turning over all of her financial records. Happy birthday to Ryan, Destiny, and R. Kelly. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy
neighborhood.
That wasn't for me. That was for y'all folks that still out there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah,
at least you did his birthday. Yeah, I'm proud of you because you didn't even do it last year. All right, here we go. Miss Jessica told you on the nose and neighbor news about the baby. What did she say about Charlotte's own the baby? 570-WPEG. First caller to correct answer. You going to the Monster Jam. It's going down this weekend, so get ready for it. Hit us up right now. It's Pod 98.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. We're Power 98, Charlotte's Plug.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about the baby, the baby, the baby, the baby. What did she say about the baby? 570-WPEG. First caller through correct answer. You going to, you know what it is, Monster Jam this weekend. It's going to be off the chain. You ain't never been? You got a chance to go if you know what she's saying. Charlotte's Plug is Pod 98.
I'm on the today. I just went and picked me up a bag today. I put up on the scene with a bad LeBay. She got a fat, I smash it, shake. Smacking, playing patty cake. Shut the do what daddy say. I think I got a little baby mad at me. Bad, she look bad today. Told her hop in the way we can go get it fixed. I'ma drop the off of my sister. As soon as she done with that nap, then you can call up your boy to come pick up his.
Damn.
Look at my wrist, that's a brick. I just my Rolex, but this lit.
Damn.
But don't give a about no fame and no chain and no jury. Put me on the lit.
Damn.
I just went set with the label. Offered me a contract. Told them I ain't want it.
Why?
Was whack, I didn't sign that.
I'm
the best, but never mind that.
Okay.
My shit so hard that they rewind that. Got that work if you can't find that. You can't afford it. We
won a pair of tickets to the Monster Jam Triple Threat Series. It's taking place January 10th at 7 p.m. All you got to do is tell us the station that's putting you in the building.
Power 98.
He told y'all to stop playing with him. Stop playing with him. He said, I got good sense.
I love that song. It's my favorite song.
Stop playing with me, boy. But it's, you know, you reported about the story in Texas. That's just good news, though, you know, because TMZ got video talking about that's him, blah, 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 blah. You can't even see in the video. And it's just, that's just good news in that case. And he posted that statement on his Instagram. Y'all need to stop playing with him. That's what he said. Stop playing with me, man. So I know what I'm doing. That's what he said. So shout out to him. And that Not Today song, that beat is crazy on there. He killed that one. Killed that one right there. Coming up, you know what it is, man. The hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad. Find out why Larry is mad after this Megan Thee Stallion Ride or Die. Charlotte's plug. Right
real, you ride or die.
I'm a
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Make sure y'all hit the hashtag. Hashtag MHQOOTD Madhouse question of the day. What is the question of the day, Ms. Jessica?
We're talking about online dating. Would you do it? Yes or no? Why or why not? Have you done it? And if you have, what was your experience like?
All right. And I said, nah, I wouldn't do it. Haven't done it. Nah, I'm good.
I have not done it. Does, like, social media count?
But that's what I said. Like, if I was single and it, mine would be more social media if I was single.
Right, MySpace and Black Planet back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
But you wouldn't go to like Black People Meet, ChristianMingle.com,
nah.
Farmers?
If I was single, I probably would.
Mm.
Well.
It's the way of the world.
Shaq, you say you done been on the mall?
Yeah.
Shaq, what's your online profile, Shaq?
I ain't on that no more.
Well, I mean, when you
what did it say? What did it say?
I don't depend on the app.
What were some of the things you like?
Hold on, no. What's a better question? Come here, Shark. Come to the
mic.
Here's a better question, okay? And I want you to be very, very honest since you're not on there anymore. Did you lie? What did you lie about on your profile? Everybody lie about something.
No,
what did you lie? You didn't lie about anything?
No, I ain't lying.
What was your life?
Stretch something?
No, I really used pretty much the same one.
Okay.
I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
He's pretty cute, and he's probably real cool. I'm going to inbox him. That's what I usually use.
That's what you write?
Yeah.
Hold on. Say it one more time, Sean.
I know what you're thinking. He looks pretty cool. He's probably got an awesome personality. I'm going to inbox him.
That's your leader.
Yeah, I would say you. You know,
I believe every part of that.
And then what you thinking in your head.
Okay.
I believe every part of what Shark
is. I believe every part of that.
Shark is a pimp from the 70s. I don't care what nobody
says.
Y'all go ahead and tap in on that, man, on that Instagram page. You can hit me at I am No Limit Larry. Slide in my DMs.
At Hey Miss Jessica.
Or at I am Burpee, BURPIE, all one word.
You have to slide in my DMs. This is on my page.
704-227-8780. 704-227-8780. Right now, it's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind.
Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry is being brought to you by $2 Fridays at the White House, 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard, each and every Friday night. Myself, DJ Butterfingers, we all the way up in the building. Free admission to midnight, $150 VIP tables, 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. Come join us every Friday night at the White House. All right, shout out, first of all, to the dude that hit me up and said his daughter loves the Larry Mad intro and she sang it every morning. Big, big shout out to you and your daughter. All right, Larry is mad this morning at Russell and Otis of Mississippi. M-I, crooked letter, humpback, whatever. Yes, I'm mad at Otis and Russell. I got this story from Pastor John P. Key. He said, bruh, you got to talk about these two young men. And I looked the story up, and I said, no, they didn't. Somebody asked me what Russell and Otis did.
What did Russell and Otis did?
Listen. You know how you get your lottery tickets and, you know, you they print them out
And then they put out the winning lottery tickets, right?
Right.
So they put the number, they put the winning lottery numbers out. So Otis and Russell got a bright idea to go take the winning numbers off of a lottery ticket and paste it onto their lottery ticket and try to cash it in at the lottery house in Mississippi.
And what happened?
And they got arrested. Stupid. For falsifying lottery tickets and some fraud charges. How y'all gonna try to scam the Mississippi Lottery Committee out of $100,000, Otis and Russell? Y'all know damn well they comb them tickets through and through. They send them through the scanner when you win. They make sure it's an official ticket. And I'm also mad because these are older gentlemen. They are 47 and 48 years old. Y'all supposed to know better. I can see if there's some young boys that tried it, but y'all supposed to know better than try to scheme the Mississippi Lottery Committee. Ain't no way in the hell, Otis and Russell. What are y'all doing? What are you doing? They should have locked y'all up.
I could tell they was older by their name.
Otis and Russell.
Their names sound like the title to the movie. Otis and Russell, the American Heist.
It didn't work out for them. Boys and girls, this is a story where this is not going to work out for you. Do not try to copy and paste and put down the winning lottery ticket numbers so you can try to win some money. It ain't going to work out. The tickets are official documents. Trust me, it ain't going to work out. Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about, man. Hashtag Larry Mad. Y'all criminals got to get smarter in 2020.
No limit, Larry.
This Wednesday.
Come on, girls.
Be the first to see life.
Incognito live in the kitchen. You know how it goes down, man. Hump day. And, of course, y'all already know it's time for Burpee's Thoughts. It is Worship Wednesday. Pastor Real is in the building.
Larry, turn that music on. Turn the music off right now. Put my music on. Today's word is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real, and they call me that Washock.
Because you keep it 100.
100. It's the first word of 2020, and today's word is don't be the bigger person.
Oh, yeah.
In 2020, we're not taking the high road. We're stooping down to people's levels, Larry. You know why? Because my God is petty.
You say your God is petty?
I said my God is petty.
He petty?
You know what happened? You don't listen to Jesus. What does he do? Kill everything. You don't follow or obey my God's commands. What does he do? Kill everything. Somebody say everything.
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 Do right and kill everything.
It's even in the word, Larry, because the word says an eye for an eye.
Mm-hmm.
That means petty begets petty. You do it to me, I'm going to do it to you worse. Somebody say worse.
Worse.
It's a word today, Shock. I'm giving you this word. My God is petty. Even in the Bible, it says you will reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't talking about putting clothes together. I'm talking about the dumb stuff that you do. You're going to get it back because somebody is going to do it back to you worse than what you did. Somebody worser. Say worse.
Worse.
Turn to your neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
My God. Is petty.
My God is petty.
What happened? What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah?
They were sodomizing and
they was destroyed. Oh. The Lord brought down fire and brimstone and got rid of a whole country, Larry, not a town. Not a city, but you weren't doing what I wanted you to do, and he got rid of the country. My God is petty. He turned Lot's wife into what?
Salt.
I said, heifer, don't you turn back. Don't you look backwards. If you do, something gonna happen. She looked back and turned her into salt. He just killed her, Larry.
Turned into salt.
She died a regular death. He turned her into salt. Whatever Lot ate in the woods with his family when they ate, it was tasty because he could season it with his wife. My God is petty.
And those from Burpee Stop. Think about it.
What you thought?
Shine time. struggle is real.
My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
826 here in the Queen City. Do you all know who Samantha Barbash is?
Nah, who that?
She was the inspiration for J-Lo's character in the movie Hustlers.
Well, oh,
now,
yeah.
She wants her to pay up. Samantha says that J-Lo's production company used her likeness and story without consent and portrayed her in a negative light. So, Samantha is suing the production company for $40 million.
Give him my money.
And, on top of that, she wants all copies of the movies turned over.
Of course.
You want every copy? They can have that movie, though. It was
you can have it. You can have
it. I ain't really hear too much about it.
It was all right. It wasn't all that. It might not even be but 40 copies of the movie.
Yeah, exactly, girl. Cut it out.
Bye-bye.
But if you all want to see her, see a picture of her, I have her up on my Instagram story at
Is she cute?
Go to my story and go look.
Hold on, I'm about to look right now.
You saw her there?
Yeah. It's on my Instagram story.
She might have used to be. That's all I'm going to say.
Might have used to be.
Yep. And I meant it just like that. Might have used to be.
That's Tierra Marie.
No.
That's Jennifer Lopez.
I
want to
know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie.
Tell that.
Hey.
The struggle is real.
My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
All right, We Family Wednesday being brought to you by the Monster Jam. You got to join Power 98 tomorrow. Going to be located at a Chick-fil-A from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Chick-fil-A, 1475 Concord Parkway. You can come out and register for a chance to win tickets to the Monster Jam Triple Threat Series, which is going down this weekend. Log on to power98fm.com for more details.
All right, today's letter reads, Madhouse. I recently got married to the love of my life. It was a wonderful day until my son and his girlfriend got into an argument and showed out at the reception. The girl got mad and my son made a scene and then stormed out. My wife, who is his stepmom, was so upset and hurt that she says the girlfriend cannot come to our house or any family functions anymore. Now I'm caught in the middle. I don't want to go against my wife, and my son is upset with me because he feels like I need to be on his side. What do I do?
All right, hit us up, Madhouse Nation, 570-WPEG. We come back. We're going to tell y'all what we think about it, but y'all chime in, y'all tap in, call us right now. It's Pod 98.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
And find out more about the artists we play on the way.
This is Lil Uzi Vert.
It's on there. We in the building.
It's all available at power98fm.com.
Okay, family, announcement. Our smart home is online.
Cool, Dad.
Yeah, smart lights, smart fridge, smart thermostat. The smart speaker plays music or answers questions like this. Check it out. Question, what animals besides humans have chins?
Can't find home internet.
Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
It's a Wee Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse. What's the issue today, Miss Jessica?
Man is stuck between his wife and his son. The stepson's girlfriend came to the wedding and showed out. Now the mom is saying, she's not allowed at my house or at any of our family functions anymore. Father is stuck in between, wants to know, what should I do? Should I stick with my wife or should I defend my son? Let us know, 570-WPEG.
All right, it's that Wale, Jeremiah on chill while you're dialing Charlotte's plug. Today's high is going to be right near 60. Oh, it's going to be beautiful today. Sunshine, 38 degrees right now. It's Pod 98.
We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't I give you chills? We've been on a tragedy.
Hey.
The struggle is real.
My family is no different from you.
Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
All right, we found. Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse. Drop it on to Miss Jessica.
Today's letter reads, Madhouse, I recently got married to the love of my life. It was a wonderful day until my son and his girlfriend got into an argument and showed out at the reception. The girl got mad at my son, made a scene, and stormed out. Mm. My wife, who is his stepmom, was so upset and hurt that she says the girlfriend cannot come to our house or any family functions anymore. Now I'm caught in the middle. I don't want to go against my wife, and my son is upset with me because he feels like I need to defend him. Mm. What do I do?
Bert, what you got on it?
Why y'all lady causing disturbances at the wedding? Ain't no, why would you think your father, let me tell you something. What's two things that's undefeated, lady?
The internet and Poonanny. They undefeated.
Undefeated, son. Undefeated. I don't care what nobody say, but you can't give me what your stepmama can.
I'm sorry, son. I'm sorry. I am sorry. I got to agree with Uncle Burpee on this.
Listen, it's over with, boy. I don't care nothing about what you got going on, because I sleep with this woman every night.
Control your trick.
Exactly. Get your house in order.
Why you ain't controlling your trick,
before
man?
Before you come over here mad at me.
Yeah. Nah. You got to straighten that. You got to straighten that.
So I'm done with it.
Good morning. What you got, baby?
Oh, hello.
Oh, Lord. Oh. No, I take it back. I take it back. I
see you say baby.
You call me baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm so happy.
I take it back.
Baby.
No. You somebody baby, but not mine.
You can be my baby.
No, I can't.
You don't understand, honey. You don't make my day.
I like it by the pound.
And you can get
that. Oh, hell. Answer your comment. I know
how to ground and pound, honey. Oh. You gotta ask somebody.
I don't want to ask nobody about that. What you got, Tunis?
Hey, you said that two things undefeated. Ashley is three. Don't forget that boomerang, because I'm telling you, you can always tell if somebody ain't got a boomerang, because that would never happen, honey. anybody that's had a boomerang, they ain't even finna talk back, because they ain't want to miss out on that. You can always tell. They don't want to miss out on that. And first of all, you go with mama, honey, because mama's right. If she come to my function and she show out, honey, I'm going to kick her ass out. You don't do that. Not to my mama. Oh, boy, bye. No, sir.
Boy, bye. Bye, Tootles. Bye.
You can get about a pound.
Bye, Tootles, bye.
Ask Bumpy.
No, hell no, bye.
Bye, Tootles, bye.
Ooh, both y'all can get it by the pound. The
Hip Hop Morning Show is...
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
We Family Wednesday live inside the Madhouse. How's it going down, Miss Jessica?
All right. Today's letter reads, Morning Madhouse. I recently got married to the love of my life. It was a wonderful day until my son and his girlfriend got into an argument and showed out at the reception. The girl got mad at my son, made a scene, and then stormed out. My wife, his stepmother, was so upset and hurt that she says that the girlfriend cannot come to our house or any family functions anymore. Now I'm caught in the middle. I don't want to go against my wife, and my son is upset because he feels like I need to defend him. What should I do?
It's crazy. Have y'all ever been at a wedding and something broke out? Like, have you ever been at a wedding and something awful took place?
No.
I have not.
Me neither. But I was just wondering, like, have you ever did that? Like, I wouldn't know what to do. Like, if I'm at somebody's wedding and somebody do it, this young lady did it, this person's wedding.
Ooh, I have.
I wouldn't know what to do. So
you don't do anything. You just sit back and let the people that are involved handle it.
I was at a wedding and somebody passed out from the fumes from the candles.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
is that a bad omen on the wedding?
People say it is. I thought it was funny.
Of course you did. Madhouse next to tap in 570 WPEG. Should this daddy conform and let his son's girlfriend come around because his new wife don't want her around? But I would say that because they're newly married, I think he definitely got to listen to his wife. You know what I mean? He got to start the marriage off the right way.
He want to get something, don't he?
Beyond that, Burp, he got to start it off the right way. Like, he gotta let her know that he's going to be in her corner from day one. Now, this is further down the line. He might get push his sway a little bit, but he really got to talk to his son and tell his son, look, you got to correct your lady. You got to control your lady friend. Control your girlfriend, bro.
And ultimately... If I'm a parent, right? Mm-hmm. So say that this didn't happen at the wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
say that this happened and we're all out at dinner. And my son and his girlfriend get into an argument and she makes a scene and everything like that. I don't want my child with her. She seems like she's a drama queen.
Yeah.
So even more so than you ruining the wedding, which is a big deal, it probably goes a little bit deeper. And I don't think that this is the right choice for my child, my son, my stepson or whatever, because this girl seems like she's a drama queen and she doesn't. She acts on her emotions. Mm-hmm. And I don't want my child with that person. So it's probably a little bit more to that for the mother other mm-hmm. than just the wedding.
And you know what? It's hard to see your kids to be with somebody that you don't want mm-hmm. them to be with.
Just don't want them to be with them, but don't want to be with them because they aren't. Because
they're toxic.
Yeah,
for their person.
Exactly.
Right. So it's tough because you can't make that choice for them, but you can tell them, like, bro, that ain't it. Like, she using you or mm-hmm. she's causing you to act out of character and then she's acting the way that she acted at that wedding. Like, that ain't cool. That ain't even cool for you and for you to be around that. But it's tough because your child ultimately has to be the one to make that decision.
But I can't control your decision making, like you just said. But mm-hmm. what I can control is my space.
Mm-hmm.
In this home is my space.
Oh, yeah.
So she can't come around. Nah, buddy. Especially if she has not apologized, made some type of attempt to right her wrong or anything like that. No. The wife is 100% correct in this situation.
So what if the young lady decides to, you know, try to come and apologize? Maybe she was having a moment. Then do you accept her back? Do you think the wife should accept her back? Then
nope.
In 2020, I'm trying to practice grace.
Okay.
My God,
I'm trying to practice grace. And so, you know, it's okay. Me being real,
mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't open up with open arms,
mm-hmm.
welcome her back with open arms. We'd have to take some baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Because for you to have that, do those things, I need to make sure that that's out of your system. Especially if you're a young person, you make bad decisions, you make mistakes a lot.
Trial and error, you're learning life.
Yeah, exactly. So I might be able to be a little bit more willing if you're younger.
Mm-hmm.
If you're older, it might be a problem because I feel like that's in you. That's in you. That was built up in you. That's just how you are.
Right.
And I don't know if I could be so forgiving for that.
Well, they say when you know better, you do better.
Exactly.
So somebody got to teach you one day.
Man.
All right. How do we get on We Family Wednesday?
You send your letters to us. Hit us up, morningmadhouse@gmail.com. Madhouse has two D's.
Coming up, we're playing everybody's favorite game show.
Man, y'all don't get it, do you? Type of money.
598 WPEG, y'all know what time it is. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
598 WPEG, good morning. Who is this?
Nubia.
What up, Nubia?
Hey, Nubia.
Hey.
All right, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
Okie dokie.
What? Kick it out, Ms. Jessica.
Nubia, I need you to tell me, what are the names of Beyonce and Jay-Z's children?
Blue Ivy, Surf, and Rumi.
You got it, baby.
Rumi.
Yeah, that's what
she said, Rumi.
Rummy, you got it. What you got for a burger?
All right, my question is, if you have an upset stomach, what do black people tell you to drink?
Ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
You got it. You got it.
Ginger ale.
Ginger ale cures all in the black household.
You win.
You got an STD? Drink some ginger ale. Let's go.
Oh, Jesus. Go. Because you got it right, we're going to put you in the building at the White House this Friday. It's going down. No Limit Larry is going to be there. DJ Butterfingers is going to be there. And now you, Nubian Queen, are going to be there. Tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Power 98.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
Hey, what? Can you hear me now?
780.
Holler at your folks. What do you have to say?
All right, your Madhouse question of the day. What was it today, Ms. Jessica?
We're talking about online dating. Would you do it? Have you done it? And if so, what was your experience?
All right, Rainbow 1006, he said, yeah, I think online dating is great. I did it, and I met my wife. Okay, big dog, I see you, big dog. What's his lady name? Father of Kings, he said, yep, it was great for me. I'm 10 years, three kids later, and we still going strong. So, yeah.
Amber says, we communicated through Facebook, met up, hung out, fell in love, married him, and now we have a beautiful little girl. Shakia Purdy says, tried it years ago. It was whack.
So, Facebook, does that count for online dating, though? See, that's more social media.
Some people are saying it on
here. Yeah, that's why I say it's more social media, though.
Some people are. Purdy says, tried it years ago. It was whack, giving it one last go. Virgil had a cool story. He says, I did when I first moved to Charlotte in 2005. I didn't know anyone. A friend of mine suggested meeting girls on MySpace. I put in my zip code with a 25-mile radius. I met a lot of cool women who I'm still friends with, but today, I also met my wife. 10 years later, 3 kids later, we are still together.
That's the same dude that hit me up.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, Redbone 828 said, I met my ex on Plenty of Fish. The relationship lasted 7 years, but I will never do it again. Amarie W1 said, terrible. People have misrepresented themselves. I ran across the scammers trying to prey on my emotions and extort money from me. It's not been the best for me, but I do know people who have found true love that way. You just have to be strong enough to see the bull crap like I was. I did get got once, and I scared the person so bad. Mm. All right.
Don't get got. Yeah, I'm scared for that person, too. All right, you know they tapped in on the Madhouse voicemail, 704-227-8780, the Madhouse hotline. What y'all got to say?
I have done online dating in the past, and I would do it again. I actually met my high school sweetheart on Black Planet.
This is Mr. What the Hell. Boy, I tried the online dating one time and got straight catfish. Oh, let me. This chick told me what time to come pick up, where to pick up, and what she was going to have on. Boy, I've been to the corner and seen that big Napa Tapa weighing 400 to 450. No limit, I was about to punch it. But my car turned into a Herbie the Love Bug. It punched bubbly, spent out, turned the corner, stopped and said, oh, hell no, her big ass ain't getting in me.
I can't stand him.
He got catfish. Say he was Janet Jackson. Look more like Freddie Jackson. I got you, big dog. Woo! You want to tap in on the Madhouse question of the day? We drop it every morning right around 6:05. Just hit the hashtag MHQOTD.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.